on this episode of the Naturist Living Show, Naked State Part 2.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show is brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. At Bear Oaks, we offer traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Free your body, free your mind. www.bearoaks.ca.
Welcome, dear listener, to episode 86 of the Naturist Living Show. And if you haven't heard episode 1 from the last one, or sorry, part 1, which was episode 86, then you should go back and listen to it first so you can get the background on the Naked State art residency that we did here. In that one, you'll hear the organizer, Teresa Asensio, talk about how we did it and why we did it. But now we continue and we listen to all of the artists who participated in this residency and came from all over the world. And you're going to hear exactly what it was like for them, how it inspired them, and how they were perhaps even challenged in some cases by the environment.
My name is Alessandra Rachel. My project is called Listening. What I do is I sit with somebody for an hour or more, depending on how long it takes, and I listen to whatever they have to say to me. Some people have questions of their own. Some people tell me stories, or they think of it as like a place where they can get advice, or you know, and that's all fine. Just I'm there to listen to whatever they have to say, and you know, I don't make any recordings of it or anything like that. I just am there to listen. I've been nude before. I hang out naked at my house, and I've thrown naked parties and gone to a nudist club in London. And so this isn't, you know, my first time being naked. I've also been a figure model. When I heard about the residency, it just really seemed like a really perfect thing for me, because I feel that when people are naked casually around each other, there's more openness, and it's easier to become intimate with somebody just because they're more willing to be vulnerable. And so since most of my work has to do with intimacy and vulnerability, I thought that coming to a place where everybody is naked would maybe make an interesting context to try an artwork.
My name is Alexandra Bischoff. I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, and I currently live in Vancouver, British Columbia. The project that I have been working on during Naked State at Bear Oaks involves pubic hair grooming or primping. So I came here with a full bush, and I've been essentially styling my bush in the bush in different ways each day for the past week. The project has been interesting for me because this type of primping is very private, typically. And to be able to share it and discuss it openly with other people has been fascinating, especially with naturists, probably the most receptive audience for the project. It's got me thinking about personal aesthetics as not necessarily being tied to textiles, and how certain private areas of the body don't necessarily need to be considered private or don't need to be considered sexual necessarily. So the process has been really eye-opening. I never necessarily considered myself a naturist, although this experience has certainly left me feeling like one. Coming to Bear Oaks, I thought, would be a wonderful experience and kind of a lark, because I do enjoy being nude. But what is so profound for me is that I'm leaving this experience and thinking that in the future I'm going to be looking for more naturist communities. So discovering that part of myself as identifying as a naturist has been very exciting. And Naked State as a whole, it's been an incredibly collaborative process. So many cross-disciplinary artists working on so many various projects of different subject matters, and yet the collaboration has been really, really wonderful. So I'm so glad that I've been able to meet everyone here and help them with their individual projects.
My name is Brian Lin. I'm a painter from Toronto. And I came here to connect with people. I felt that unclothed people would be more open about their feelings, and I wanted to sketch people and talk about their experiences and use that as the basis of ideas of my work. And it didn't work out that way. It worked out very differently for me. It turned out to be a very a personal journey. I went through a lot of reflection and felt a number of feelings, and ended up going a very different direction. I felt like I learned a lot. It's been an interesting journey for me. And one of the things that I found was that that naturism meant a lot less to me in this context. It's fine, it's wonderful, I like it. It wasn't as important as some of the other experiences I had with the other artists. And I think that just says that we're still people, whether we're wearing clothing or not. It's not it doesn't suddenly turn us into different people. I have been in a number of environments where nudity is common, but I've never lived in the nude. And my biggest challenges had to do with logistical things, like not having pockets and losing keys and things like that. So it's kind of interesting that you might think, well, I'm going to feel really embarrassed about this or that. There were moments of awkwardness, but it was usually the transitions. Leaving the camp, it felt awkward dressing. It felt awkward undressing afterwards. Leaving certain buildings, I would notice the fact that I didn't have any clothes on because I would be checking my pockets for keys, for instance, and I wouldn't have any pockets. But otherwise, it's been totally delightful and transparent, and not an issue at all. I think the residency has been a wonderful opportunity for people to learn from each other, for the artists to learn from each other, and also for the artists to learn from the community, and vice versa. And I really appreciate the support that Bear Oaks has provided for us to do this work. It's been delightful to have this beautiful space and to have a community that's supportive.
My name is David Frankovich. I am originally from Toronto, Canada, but I've been living for the past 3 years in Helsinki, Finland, and this year have been dividing my time between both cities. I'm an artist working in experimental media art and performance, and my artwork is generally concerned with themes of non-binary gender and sexuality, including bisexuality and androgyny, and exploring fluid gender and sexuality in my work, particularly concerned with issues around erasure and visibility and invisibility. The project that I've been doing this week has been part of an ongoing body of performance work called Notes on Camping, in which I use camping materials in relation to my body and the environment, seeking to transform and queer these things. The Naked State residency, when I first saw the call for it, I thought it was a very interesting and unique residency opportunity. partly because of the choice of location for the residency at Bear Oaks. As a performance artist, the naked body is often present in performance works, and in performance art, it's often a very useful tool in terms of developing a greater awareness of your relationship to the materials that you're working with, to the spaces that you're working in, and to the people that you're working with, including other collaborators, including the audience. And so it was very, it was a very interesting opportunity to take this work into the context of a naturist environment. Because I think naturism, as I've learned through this experience, is also considers the way that the naked body eliminates the sense of separation of self and other. It's been very interesting having gone through this experience and discovering how for naturists as well, their interest in the way that clothing produces a kind of psychological barrier between people. The way that the way that nakedness removes that barrier and enables a greater awareness of your relationship to others around you and the outside world.
My name is Jay Whitehead. I come from Lethbridge, Alberta. My art project is a performance piece. I hope it's going to be a performance piece anyways. It's in process, based on a journal that I kept some 20 years ago when, as a young Mormon boy, I was in therapy to correct my sexuality. And I've kept this journal for 20 years, and now I'm working on a way to release the shame through performing in the nude and exploring my sexuality in that way. Through my artwork and through my theater work. I'm a theater artist first and an actor, so it's been exciting to work on different ways of expressing myself here with artists of different kinds of mediums and practices. And it's really helped me to grow and to feel vulnerable enough to explore this territory. This is my first experience with naturism. I've been to nude beaches before, clothing optional beaches, but this is my first time being fully immersed in this kind of environment. And I found it incredibly freeing and exciting in ways that I didn't expect, just in terms of my own comfort and my level of comfort, again, with my own body and my body in relationship to other bodies. So that's been an unforeseeable kind of benefit of coming here. And it's also made me immediately vulnerable, which I think is important for any artist working on any kind of art, really, but especially because I'm exploring something personal and vulnerable. To be naked while doing that is something that's been incredibly profound and incredibly beneficial to me. I think this is a really exciting opportunity to be here, and I thank Teresa for organizing this kind of, I know she said it's kind of an experiment to bring all these artists here to work on a naturist reserve, and from my point of view, it's been a great success, and I've made many great friendships and relationships here that I hope will continue, and people that I hope to collaborate with as artists in the future. I think Bear Oaks has been an incredibly welcoming environment for all of us artists. Everyone here on the site has been incredibly curious about what we're doing and incredibly kind and incredibly helpful in helping us acclimatize ourselves to this kind of way of living. So that's been a real joy to be here. So thank you.
My name is Jim Maunder. I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland, living now in St. Catharines, Ontario. My art project is a painting in acrylic. It's entitled Adam and Eve Visit the Tar Sands. And it's a slightly humorous commentary on the idea of shame and removing the using fig leaves to represent shame and removing the fig leaves from the covering up their bodies to covering up the environmental destruction. In this case, particular case, from the tar sands. Naturism for me is not a new concept. I've been modeling for art classes for about 30 years and have spent a fair bit of time on Wreck Beach in Vancouver when I lived there. So this experience has been completely comfortable for me to... it wasn't really an adjustment at all. But it's interesting being with other people, some of whom are not as used to naturism, and hearing their sort of comments on what it's been like for them. It's been a very open group of people, and we've become fairly close in a very short period of time, and share a lot of personal ideas and thoughts. Yeah, the Naked State experience has been really good. It's been very well organized and facilitated by Teresa, and everything has gone very smoothly, and as well as the Bear Oaks experience. The food has been wonderful, vegetarian food and gluten-free food and meat lover food and just food for everyone. And so all in all, it's been a really positive experience.
My name is Johannes Zitz, and I'm from Toronto. I've been living there for 30 years. I'm from other parts of Canada, originally born in Holland. I've been working on a project about trees, and it's taken many different kinds, many different manifestations. And one of the things I really liked about coming here to the Bear Oaks was the possibility of working outside unimpeded by restrictions, and to do it on a continuous basis. So having 10 days straight just to focus on my art and to not worry about being naked or being... I could just flow more easily. The project that I also have been brought various different elements with me, something that I've also been in on Toronto Islands at a residency there called Artscape Gibraltar Point, and did a project there. So some of what I'm doing here is a continuation from what I was doing there, and building it up in a different context always changes the project itself. So Bear Oaks here has marvelous landscape in terms of a dry creek bed, pond, lake, forest, dead underbrush, live ferns, lots of different kinds of things for me to explore. I've been working a lot in nature and trying to respect it and honor it and think about my place in it. So I'm working on a couple of different things here and thinking about how they can interact. And today here during the critique, I thought putting them all together is probably just as interesting way of presenting anything as doing just one piece or just trying to focus on one piece. I've also been allowed to try various other objects. I hesitate to use the word play, but in sometimes you need to have an open mind and just see what happens, how one idea follows from another. I just got on the orca, the whale here, and that spurred another idea of how something might flow from it, just a simple action as getting on a floating a toy leads to an idea, and it might carry on through. I didn't like the other manifestations. I'm because of my body type and all that, I get this Neptune kind of feel for it, especially when my beard is nice and long, which it isn't now. So I've been thinking about that and playing with those kind of images. There's also the idea of struggle and playfulness that I like playing the contradiction between those two. So, yeah, the Naked State residency has been really great here too, because the interaction between all the different artists coming from all over the place, Australia, Manchester, but also working with someone I've been working with for a while, David Frankovic, has been real a pleasure in being more in sync in a daily basis rather than on a meeting here and there kind of way. So, yeah, it's been really great.
So, my name is Kelly Rose Hammond. I've come from Australia, landed in East Gwillimbury in Toronto, near Toronto at Bear Oaks. So my art project is an exploration of masculine and feminine energies and how that can be sort of displayed through photographing men and women and people of all cultures and ages and races in natural settings and sort of free from their clothing and any other sort of means of stereotyping and sort of returning back to the idea that we're all one and we're all the same and how that can be explored through art. I'm also, part of what I'm doing is interviewing and questioning each subject about those energies and what they mean to them and if they particularly relate more to one or the other. And maybe having some sort of video installation that will be exhibited alongside the images to explore that a bit further and have more things for people to question while they're there seeing the work. And then there's also the book as well, so I'm planning on turning it all into a book, which might at this point not so much revolve around language. I feel like language a lot of the time can pigeonhole and lead to an assumption, that I want to leave it a bit more open. So I am going to have a foreword and a bit of an artist statement at the front, but then also it's more about the images and it's about what people are, what conclusions they're coming to, if any, and if, yeah, you can get a sense of someone through an image in time, or whether it does just point to us all sort of coming across as quite similar when we are stripped of everything else and there is no language to or interaction to sort of take you beyond that image.
Hi, I'm Mary Skrenta, and I'm from Ohio, USA. I am a mixed media materials-based artist, and by that I mean I think of a concept and then I use media and materials that I feel best conveys that, and I like to work with a lot of experimental materials. Lately I've been pushing limits, working with very non-traditional and almost I dislike labels, but sometimes we need to attach words to things. So something that might be even a repulsive or disgusting sort of material to help make a statement about value and what we value. My work has dealt with the body and issues of sexuality. So coming here has been a transformative experience. I have never experienced naturism before. This is actually my first art residency. I'm fresh out of grad school, and that was a very rigorous experience. So I feel the timing is perfect. I think being unclothed, being naked in nature and creating art with this incredible group of people has been a very liberating experience. And for me, it's been wonderful to be able to play in the studio again, to be experimental, to not have any right or wrong answers, and to just explore and have all that pressure sort of taken off. And that's been perfect for me. I really enjoy naturism. I was a little apprehensive before I came because I'd never experienced it before. Very quickly became very comfortable in this state. All my fears and apprehension just melted away. I'm really impressed with the residency. I'm really impressed with the way that it has been organized, that we have been made so comfortable, not only by Teresa, by everyone involved. And I have to really commend the facility here and the members and the staff, because I think everybody has made this such a wonderful, I'm eating like a queen. And I mean, I love the way that the park is arranged too. Even silly things that might go unnoticed, but you know, like not having to do with art at all, maybe, but the comfort stations and how you have the outdoor sinks and the way the showers are arranged, so there's a little shelf for everything that you need. Little things like that, because I'm a person who's camped a lot, but not camped as a naturist, and then just the little things about the park itself that I really enjoy that have made this day comfortable. So that's helped me be comfortable, which has then enabled my work to flourish. And the project that I'm working on here is again using experimental media. So I have a project going where I'm wrapping latex on a tree. And I'm using latex as a visual metaphor for skin because it's very much like our skin in that it has to stay moisturized and kept protected to remain soft and supple. But if it's weathered and if it's exposed, it can get very dry and shredded and sort of. So I'm using that also to push the concept of youth and age, you know, youthful skin and aging skin. And pushing that question of what is beautiful, what is beauty, why do we think certain things are beautiful? So these, you know, traditional notions that we have. Issues of that. I'm working with like pig intestine, which a lot of people think is really disgusting. But again, it's very skin-like, you know, it's natural. I've actually, without any harm to the environment, I've harvested and gathered some pods and natural seed pods and things from nature walks. And I'm using those in my work. And I think it relates to naturism in that, of course, I'm using natural objects, but some of my work is very suggestive of the body or parts of the body. But I think this idea of using something that's skin-like, here we are in our natural skin, but what is it like to put something skin-like onto a natural organic object that is not part of our bodies, but that alludes to part of the body? And, you know, I mean, even the name of the residency, Naked State, it's not just a physical state. What truly is a naked state? Does that mean you're completely comfortable? Could you take that with you? And in anywhere you go, I remember in your talk, you had said, you know, you could be a naturist with your clothes on. And that really sparked, you know, inspiration with me that, you know, it's a state of mind more than anything. So, yeah, just really, I mean, truly a transformative experience for me on many, many levels. And I'm really impressed. And I will definitely be exploring, definitely keeping in touch with everyone and taking the work and producing it further and pushing it further when I leave here, but also doing that with naturism. I'm definitely going to be looking up places that I can go to in the States, and I definitely know that I will be revisiting here, and this has opened a whole new avenue for me in my life.
My name is Matt Hammond. I'm from the United States, where I live and teach at the University of Montana in Missoula, Montana. I'm a photographer, so I'm here at Bear Oaks working on a project primarily surrounding portraiture, and portraiture that presents naturism, hopefully with no apology for the nudity, and hopefully also with the narrative trajectory to the photographs that gives the subjects agency. I think that as a male and a photographer, I'm very aware of the problematic history that photography has in regard to sensationalism, objectification of women and minority cultures, and fetishizing others. So while I know that my work will likely get into a problematic gray area because there's a sensational aspect to photographs that are presented in the clothed world, I think all I can do is to avoid editing myself and my process is to be open to the dialogue and open to criticism, critical feedback that I get about what I'm doing. But I think that could also be a positive aspect of addressing the subject matter, naturism, alternative or variations of ideal bodies and ages, and presenting it in such a way to provoke a dialogue about, again, the problematic history of the male gaze in photography. So a little bit of my background has been as an assistant for Jock Sturges, who's really renowned for his photographs in a naturist community in Montalivet, France. And I've looked, of course, extensively at his work, and from the outset, when starting to work for him and seeing and looking at volumes and volumes of his images, I started to realize the sort of percentages that tended to focus on primarily women, primarily with body types that fit more within the kind of strict confines of the media paradigms of beauty. And there's been various criticism leveled against him for that narrow cross-section of the culture in naturism and the culture at large that he's photographed, and I think they're legitimate. So while I've been here photographing, I've been trying to broaden my focus to genders, various genders, ages, sexual orientations, and body types. So it's been challenging, but hopefully something well-rounded. It's really challenging, particularly because of the amount of time that we're here in 10 days to make a complete portfolio or volume of work that has that diversity. But I think I'm getting close to a series of images that suggest at least an effort at that. I guess I might also mention some like personal references to my experience here. While I've been aware of naturism primarily through Jock Sturges photographs, I've never participated in a community as large as this or for this length of time. My experience with nudity has been the classic, you know, skinny dipping with friends and being comfortably nude at home with my family. So this has been really fascinating, I think particularly around a notion that I have that removing the clothes is sort of an equalizer in terms of vulnerability. So in this group of 13 artists who were all strangers, there was really a quick and immediate intimacy that emerged among the group. So that's been really fascinating to see. I think I was also someone who associated sexuality with nudity or considered a more close connection to sexuality and nudity, and had some anxieties about how I would respond to sensual body, being around sensual bodies and living in close proximity to them. But I think listening to Stefan's lecture, I think you said it really eloquently, describing sexuality as being a more of an intellectual connection than it is an aesthetic or an immediate physical connection. So that's been really pretty profound. And I think beyond that, simply expanding one's scope, it probably in any venue or any aspect of life, expanding one's acceptance of difference, etc., has to have a percussive effect in other aspects of their life. So that's been a really exciting aspect of this for me. I think that beyond specific references to the body and naturism, etc., I think to be here and to be comfortable requires a great level of acceptance of difference, and I think that will carry through to disparate aspects of my life unrelated to this. So that's been one of the most positive aspects of my experience here at Bear Oaks.
My name is Nicole Hebron, and I'm a social practice artist from Los Angeles. I do a lot of work with social media and gender equity issues. I work both independently and collaboratively, though while I've been here at Bear Oaks, I've been doing more independent projects than I have been doing collaborative projects. And my project has been to use the Bear Oaks PA system as a surrogate for my social media updates. I'm currently banned from Facebook because I posted images of nudity, and this is my sixth ban and my second consecutive 30-day ban. So I've been banned since the beginning of July, and I will be banned until the end of August, which is very frustrating and debilitating for me since I do a lot of my work on social media. And the project that I had initially proposed to do at Bear Oaks was going to involve frequent updates and posts on Facebook. So since I was not able to do that because of the ban, I had to rethink my project. And once I got to Bear Oaks, I started to think about the unique community that is here, both of permanent residents and long-term seasonal residents and day residents, and then the residents at Naked State. And I've been, for the most part, offline, both because of my own phone service plan and because of this low internet connection. And I realized that the people around me and the environment here at Bear Oaks took over and became my social network. And I was really interested in the things that I was thinking and feeling as I was experiencing naturism for the first time. And in my work, generally, I think a lot about the body and how one's social identity is imprinted in our body language and in our clothing and in our sexuality and in our politics and in our actions. And it was really new for me to experience a life in the nude. I've certainly done nude performance, and I've done a lot of work with my own nude body. I've done a lot of work with my own nude body, but I haven't lived 24/7 in the nude. And I found myself having a lot of new thoughts. So I will get to those thoughts in a minute, but I decided that my project would be to use the PA system as if it were my Facebook wall and to verbally announce status updates that had to do with my thoughts about my own body while I was here. And I'm interested in ideas of humor and humility and criticality and the way that all of those things can work together to create an empathic response in the viewer. And I think when you're dealing with issues such as sexuality and corporeal identity, and personal intimate perceptions of self and body. Sometimes it can be really helpful to have a little bit of humor to diffuse the anxiety a little bit. And so I have been trying to use humor, thoughtful humor and what I call radical honesty in my updates. So I will be talking about my nervousness coming out of the bathroom, worried if I've got toilet paper still stuck on my butt, or thinking about not staring at people's genitals or stomachs or breasts in a way that I wouldn't do if they were clothed. And I became really hyper-conscious of those things, but those things also then reflected back upon my own body and the way that I see my own body. I've also been thinking a lot about sexuality and how much our sexuality or sexual... I've been thinking about how much our sexuality and sexual orientation is messaged through social constructs such as clothes or jewelry or makeup or shoes. And without those things, there becomes a really interesting conversation about how much cultural convention there is versus biological and essentialist conventions. So the idea that people of a certain sex might have certain social behaviors is, I think, essentialist. So if we say someone with a vagina is tends to be more emotional, and I think like these are these essentialist views, and of course, hopefully we all know that that's not true, like that someone can have one kind of body but a different kind of social identity or gender. I would love to see gender obliterated in general because I think it's really quite harmful to us to have a gender construct, to have these ideas that you have to assign a gender to someone when you meet them, or that we have to declare our gender on application forms or on our identity cards or when we go into a bathroom. And that's something I love about Bear Oaks. So the bathrooms are all non-gendered and co-ed, and that has, I think it's been really one of my most favorite things because it completely removes the stigma of sexuality and gender and predatory thoughts that I think gendered bathrooms encourage otherwise. So being able to go into any bathroom and just say hi to whoever is passing in and out, and we're all just being humans, has been really amazing. And the showers have been amazing that way too. That I can shower with a random strange guy, and we just sit there and wish each other a good day, and it's totally no big thing in any way. I don't even think about it. Or I can see my friend who is an older male showering next to a 7-year-old girl, and there's not even a thought of like, oh, that's a dangerous situation like we might have in the clothed world. And so I've really loved that. I've loved the idea that that all sexes and genders and ages are mixing in a safe social structure. And that's been quite revelatory for me. So I've thought a lot about then how I might be able to bring that kind of attitude and behavior back into my clothed, non-naturist life in Los Angeles or in the university where I teach in Orange County. I'm pleased to say, actually, that my participation in Naked State has been subsidized by my university, Chapman University in Orange County, because they have been very supportive of my work about the body and about gender and about identity politics in social media, and they have supported my trip here and my residency and my time here. And in fact, I need to make a report about what I've done while I was here when I go back to school, and I'm very much looking forward to that and to summarizing what I've done and thought about while I was here. It has been really interesting to work with the other artists of Naked State because they come from very different approaches in their art, and they're all from pretty different places in their career trajectory. So there's a lot of diversity in that regard, and I've been learning a lot by listening to the other artists here and watching their working styles and working habits. And talking with them about projects and being able to share the experience of being a new naturist with other new naturists has been quite helpful. That's not to say that the community members of Bear Oaks haven't been incredibly welcoming, which they have. And I've thought a lot about the social structure that is here, and it doesn't sound right. It doesn't feel right for me to call it experimental, but it does seem alternative in ways that it feels closer and more collaborative and communal to me than, say, my neighborhood in Los Angeles. I've been invited to bonfires and cocktail parties and birthday parties and events almost every day, and from people that I don't know at all, really, and everyone's been very friendly and very welcoming, even though they might come from a very different political perspective or a different class or a different just philosophical background, and that's that kind of interaction is not something that I would have seen in my neighborhood in LA, for example, or in the neighborhoods that I've experienced. So that's been really fun and interesting to observe. I'm thinking a lot about race and class while I'm here, and I think the history of naturism, as I've learned about it so far, is rooted in a pretty white middle class demographic, and I'm still wondering why that is and what might be done to change that, and that has caused me to think a lot about the way that we address class and race in contemporary society. And I'm wondering why certain behaviors and certain legacies do stay within certain racial groups or certain economic classes. So what is that about? What is it about to think about white folks living as naturists together? And it is a certain class, it seems, but I don't know. It's hard to tell, of course. So that's one of the beautiful things. And I know that there is diversity, but it seems for the most part to be predominantly middle class. So that's been interesting to see and think about, because I think if anything, the only thing that I have felt uncomfortable about being at Bear Oaks is the fact that it is pretty homogenous racially, and I have never experienced such a homogenous community. I live in a very diverse neighborhood in Los Angeles, and I guess I'm not used to being around so many white people, to be honest, and I'm not quite sure what to do with that information. I've thought a lot about my own white privilege. I've thought a lot about my own able-bodied privilege being here, because I feel very grateful to be able to enjoy all the things that are at Bear Oaks with my whole body, even though the inside of my body isn't always healthy, the outside is I can move around, and I have four limbs, and I have all my senses and all my faculties, and those have been really stimulated while I've been here. Sights and sounds and smells and feeling the weather on my skin in all ways and all parts. And also thinking about how my body actually physically interfaces with the world, because I'm a very physical and active person, and I've noticed that being here I feel a little bit stifled because there are things that I do that are pretty physical on my own body, and doing them in the nude feels harder. And I imagine I would learn to do them anyway.
but things like rock climbing or building physical sculptures or going on really strenuous hikes. And I have felt a little apprehensive to engage in those things while I'm here because it feels a little, I guess it just feels vulnerable, but I also feel impeded in fully engaging in some things because I don't have the protection of clothing, just literally physically to protect my skin. Something else that has really made me think while I've been here is the act of going off-site and into town, say, to Newmarket. The first time that I left Bear Oaks and went into town on my own and put clothes on after not having clothes on for a few days, I felt like I was doing something wrong. I felt very conspicuous when I was in town, and I felt like people must be looking at me because somehow they would know that I had been living at Bear Oaks, and then now I was wearing clothes, and that was kind of counter to what I was supposed to be doing. And that was a complete inversion of what I think society wants us to feel. Like, they want us to feel vulnerable if we're unclothed, but I felt vulnerable being clothed. And then I was in a market, and I thought I recognized someone from Bear Oaks, and I wanted to smile and say hi, like everyone smiles and waves and says hi. And then I thought, oh no, I wasn't sure if it was okay, like if I could out them as a naturist, like if it was a secret thing or not. And so that became curious to me, and I wondered how the different residents and visitors to Bear Oaks dealt with that in their work life or in their school life or whatever. Because I imagine there's different degrees of admission. I don't know. So on a funny and somewhat personal note, but another thought that had occurred to me with the help of a friend as we were talking through the situations at Bear Oaks is that we were talking about intimate or romantic attraction and interaction, and I thought that it was funny to consider that in the case of sort of a courtship or flirting with someone at a naturist park or starting to date them, what happens if you then see each other clothed and don't like each other's style? like it's also the other way around. Like, what if it's really just all about being just the natural you, and the way that person engages in a social construct might be unappealing. So I thought that was really funny. I will definitely leave here with a new attitude, and I will definitely leave here with new thoughts about my own body in terms of the way I perform my sexuality and my identity to others, and in the way that I think about clothes now, because I am going back to a non-naturist environment and I am not able to work in a university where I could be a naturist. Though being here has certainly made me think about what would it be like if I asked all of my students to just be nude in class one day, and if I gave lectures nude in class, and how that would go. And in California, we still have laws where if you're nude in public and someone reports you, you are listed as a sexual predator for the rest of your life. And I think that's just insane. I completely understand the desire to be on the lookout for and try to suppress predatory behaviors, but the idea that someone peeing in the forest and you know, if I went and peed in a national park or a state park and someone saw me, I could be put on the sexual predator list. So that seems a little extremist to me and perpetuating some pretty unhealthy attitudes about bodies. So I really appreciate the new perspectives that Bear Oaks has given me on how to deal with, or I appreciate the new perspectives that Bear Oaks has given me on nudity, but also clothing and social performance and social interaction and social expectations. And I'm really looking forward to sharing these revelations with my community back in California. So many thanks to Teresa and Stefan and all the residents who have been at Naked State with me. It's been a really incredible experience.
Hi, I'm Natalie Wardle, and I'm from Manchester, England, and my art project is on control and how females control their bodies and how the media's influenced us to wear shapewear and garments like that to sort of control the way we look and have the perfect silhouette. Coming here has made me realise what real body positivity is and what sort of the real naked body and how we can be positive and love ourselves without having to spend a lot of money on these products. I've been working a lot with film and photography. At the moment, I've been mainly working with film, doing like short videos of me looking around the nature and also taking off these clothing in sort of anger and rage with other people. Showing that we don't need these to feel and look beautiful. So, yeah, I really enjoyed my experience here. It was my first time being a naturist, so it was quite scary for the first 5 minutes, but then after that I felt like some ginger pale goddess, so it was fantastic and very liberating, and I recommend it to anyone. A lot of my friends back home are very jealous of me right now and how great I feel about the whole place and how beautiful the place is as well. Everyone's commenting on my pictures saying how the nice setting, not how great my pictures are. So thanks for that, guys. Cheers, England. So yeah, the whole of the residency has been absolutely fantastic. I've met the most amazing people, artists and people who stay in Bear Oaks. Everyone's been so welcoming, and I've just made lots of lifelong friends now.
My name is Philippa. I live quite near Bear Oaks in York Region. I really love it here. I've been here before, but this Naked State art experience has been a life-changing experience for me. Not just doing my own work, but connecting with the other artists who are here and with the facilitator, who I think has been really, really helpful. And just to experience the freedom of having so much space to work. I live in a very small space, and so it's wonderful to have a room. I've been working in the tent, which has been quiet, away from a lot of the comings and goings. The project that I've been working on at the moment is depicting myself unclothed. I work from photographs. My art is mixed media photo-based art, and I'm working from photographs that others have taken of me and also of some photographs that I took of my husband. And I've just been exploring a lot of different ways of working with the media that I'm using, and just having a lot of fun with it.
So I really enjoyed having them here. I think most of our members did. It was a little disruptive, and at times people didn't fully understand the art and they were confused by it, maybe even bothered by some of it. But overall, I think it brought a really good vibe to the park, and I think it was inspirational, not just for the artists, which you've heard all about, but for the members and the visitors who were here. And I fully intend on repeating it, as does Teresa. We're starting the planning for next year, and I think this will become a yearly event, which is good for everyone, good for the artists, good for Teresa's organization, good for Bear Oaks, good for the members, and good for promoting the park and naturism in general. So it's a fabulous opportunity. If you are a member of a club or an organization that does naturism, I would really encourage you to try to organize something similar in your area as well. So that's all for this episode of the Naturist Living Show. Thank you, as always, for listening. My name is Stéphane Deschaine. I was your host for this podcast, and I'm the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. There are links to the items that we mentioned in the show. You'll find them in the show notes on the website at naturistliving.bearoaks.ca. Naturist Living is one word. And please send your comments. What do you think of this? What did you think of the art residency? Are you doing anything similar where you are? Send me an email. The show's email address is naturistliving, one word, at bearoaks.ca, because we are in Canada. And that's B-A-R-E, of course, Bear Oaks. You can also call and leave a comment. The show's number is country code 1-905-473-6060, or toll-free North America 1-888-373-9124. Or Skype, Bear Oaks, one word, B-A-R-A-O-A-K-S. And in all three situations, you end up in the Bear Oaks main phone system, and the show's extension is 333. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and that you'll be joining us again for the next episode of the Naturist Living Show.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show was brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. Traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Traditional values means that naturism is more than just taking your clothes off. It is a life philosophy with physical, psychological, environmental, social, and moral benefits. Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park strives to promote those naturist values in a modern setting that provides the amenities and services that our members and visitors expect. Free your body, free your mind. Learn more at www.bearoaks.ca.